Well, that didn't take long, did it? Now, as I mentioned in my video talking about the notable fact that the Steamboat Willie version of Mickey Mouse is now public domain, one of the things I mentioned in there was you had people already come out with a horror game, at least a trailer for a horror game that's going to be on Steam. It's an indie game, if you will, multiplayer and all that, called Infant Station 88, where basically you have to go up against this rat, this mutated huge rat, that's in the design of a decrepitated Steamboat Willie Mickey Mouse. But that's not all. That's not all with that. No. I mean, it is surprising to get this. But what was even more surprising is what we got later on. Could you see what we got later on, several hours later, because I guess they wanted to make sure everything was in the clear. As predicted, I'm pretty sure a lot of people felt this was coming. We got a trailer. We got a trailer from Brit Films. I think that's who it is. It's Brit Films. Let me double check. It's actually Brit Flicks and Simon Phillips Actor. And they released 5 to 6 hours ago, because right now it's about 8:20 p.m. Pacific time. So about 5 to 6 hours ago, they released a trailer, a teaser trailer, for an indie horror movie that's coming out this March, a month after the Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey 2 movie is supposed to come out, which that's going to feature the debut of Tigger, the Tigger from the second Winnie the Pooh story that he debuted in a year later, you know, in, what was it, 1928, I believe. In 1928. Anyway, long story short, a month after the Winnie the Pooh sequel comes out, we're going to get this movie, Mickey's Mouse Trap. And what it has to deal with, basically, is you got this girl that's celebrating her 20th birthday or 21st birthday, but she has to work. She has to work at her job, which is at an amusement park, a funhouse, if you will. And basically, her friends decided they're going to surprise her. They're going to surprise her over there for her birthday. But what happens is now they have to deal with something else. They have to deal with a serial killer wearing a mask, basically designed after the Steamboat Willie version of Mickey Mouse. And all because the Steamboat Willie version of Mickey is in the public domain. So yeah, this is, you know, not surprising, but obviously it didn't take that long, because I can tell you honestly, last year when they were promoting Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey, that got promoted a little bit before Winnie the Pooh went into public domain, the early stories. But now you have this coming out right on the first day of 2024. So it's going to be interesting. And I'll tell you honestly, these are examples of what I mentioned in the video, that, you know, as well as in the description that, you know, of said video, that, you know, they're trying to find loopholes among loopholes, you know, creative, innovative, you know, ways to curve around the trademark and all that. But I've got a feeling this might be the one thing. This movie and the game might be the one thing that, or the two things, I should say, that really piss Disney off. Now, you might say, well, Disney doesn't care about Steamboat Willie. It's just one of many Mickey Mouse shorts. That's true. But there's a lot of kids that look up to Mickey Mouse, and there's a lot of kids that will watch Steamboat Willie. And you think they're going to be watching it, you know, the same way again once they see this? Or, you know, this movie, this trailer for this movie, and this trailer for the Infant Station game? No, they're not going to be watching it any more than what they are, any more than, you know, than they already have. They're not going to be able to, what I'm trying to say is they'll not be able to see it again, see it the same way ever again. That's what I'm trying to say. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be really, really interesting to see how Disney responds, because, you know, honestly, they'll let these get released, but then they're going to respond. They're going to respond, and they're going to basically say, okay, you had your fun, now take it off. Take it down, take it out, and don't sell it, don't do anything, because, yeah, you might be saying you're working within the realm of copyright, within the realm of public domain, but guess what? Guess what? You're still treading on that thin ice and you're breaking it. You're breaking it. So I've got a feeling they'll let them have the fun, they'll let these things get released, and then they're going to basically say something. I'll be surprised if they say something before then, but I got a feeling they're probably going to let them have the fun, the 15 minutes, 5 minutes of fame, and then they're going to basically say, okay, you guys yank that game off Steam, yank that game off other gaming platforms like PS5 and Xbox and Switch, and oh, yank that movie out of the theaters and don't even think of putting it on digital. I think that might be what happens. Maybe. I could be wrong. I could be wrong because, again, people could say, well, it's not technically your Mickey Mouse anymore. We're using the Steamboat Willie version, and oh, we're doing it this way and that way. We're making the Mickey and the Infestation 88 game decrepitated. We're making the Mickey and the Mousetrap movie look basically, well, not look, but basically be a guy in a mask. And, the Mousetrap movie, that's what's going to really, I think, cause a lot of controversy because you're using Mickey's name. Now you might say, well, Mickey's is a public domain name. That's true. And they're working their way around it with the mouse trap. But, I'm just saying, I've got a feeling that something's gonna come down upon them. And I think Disney's are gonna say, you have your fun, you had your fun. Now, now yank them. Get rid of them, put them back in the storage. Don't distribute them, don't sell them, because it's like, yeah, Steamboat Willie the cartoon and stuff is public domain, but you didn't do, because I think what Disney would do, and they have lawyers that will basically, they will basically say, eh, you ain't gonna beat us. We got more pull, we got more pull and more flex than you do. And they're gonna basically be like, yeah, you're right in everything you say. It's public domain. You've done everything you could to differentiate, but the truth is, you didn't do enough, and it still looks like Mickey, or it still resembles Mickey. So I think they're gonna have to let them have the 5 minutes of fame, and then that's it. But what do you guys think about this? What do you think about the fact that within the first day of 2024, the day people have been looking for forward to for over a year, since the beginning of last year, actually, what are your thoughts on, the release of a Mickey Mouse inference, a Mickey Mouse horror, the tr what are your thoughts, I should say, on the release of these trailers for a Mickey Mouse inspired, Steamboat Willie inspired horror survival game, Infestation 88? And what are your thoughts on the Mickey's Mousetrap horror movie trailer? Let me know down below in the comments, as well as in the live chat during the premiere. Like the video. Let me know. Do you think nothing will come of this, or do you think Disney will say, okay, you had your 5 minutes of fame, now we're gonna take you to task? What are your thoughts? Let me know down below in the comments, as well as in the live chat during the premiere, and I'm out.